everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:14, Brock, Hunter.
Are we going to score?
Only with each other. That's it. That's the only way that's happening. Let's get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
All right. A warning to the fellas out there. This story.
Warning.
Is going to make you cringe. All right. Just a little warning, fellas. A man in Taiwan named Yi recently wore himself out cleaning. So he decided to take a nap. All right. Busy day scrubbing. Mm-hmm. Getting that place sparkling. Well, he took his clothes off and laid down on the floor, which seems like an odd place, but, you know, it was clean, so why not? At some point, he was woken up by a sharp pain in his groin. Ooh. So he looked down and saw a centipede on his junk. Apparently, it bit his man jewels and was still latched onto them.
Dude, that's a terrifying, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare bug.
Yeah,
there was nightmare one bug. Just posted online of a guy he had one as a pet, dude, the size of his forearm. Literally the size of this guy's forearm.
I mean, nuts.
Crawling around.
So now imagine that thing biting your genitals. Like, come on now. Well, the guy freaked out and crushed the centipede with his fist. Hopefully he pulled it off and then hit it. You know, you don't want to just go wham,
oh,
you know.
Oh, man.
But he still needed medical attention, so he went to the hospital and got all patched up from the centipede bite. Here's the thing, though. I mean, I guess it kind of has a happy ending after being bit in the penis by a centipede. His insurance company gave him a payout due to the bite.
So he settled. He got some money out of it.
He got some centipede bit my penis payout money right there.
Well, here's a question, though. Is his penis okay? Is it all right?
I think so. It doesn't say, like, he has any lingering issues, you know? Hmm.
Because I'd rather take an okay penis than a settlement.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at, too, you know? But everything seems to work out all right, you know? So he's got a patched-up donger and a little extra walking-around money.
Yeah, reason 792 why I don't live in a place where there's centipedes or anything that could bite my wiener that I would wake up terrified
and
over.
And here's the thing. I mean, we got creepy crawlies around here. I guess, you know, if you're getting naked and laying down on the floor, are you kind of asking for it to get bitten, get in the junk by something, right?
Man.
Have something creepy crawly all over you?
Like, I'll tell you one thing. Beyond Taiwan, definitely not taking a nap in Australia.
No, dude, naked. Dude, I'm not taking. Dude, you couldn't pay me to take a nap fully clothed with a gun in Australia in a tree. In a tree. All right? Because you're dead. You're dead.
You're dead.
I don't know how anybody sleeps. That's why they drink those big tall cans of beer, because they need to just get hammered drunk to pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Hey, what was God thinking when he made his centipede? He's like, hey, I'm going to make the most terrifying thing ever.
He's like, I'm going to take.
Hey, Mary, let's check this thing out. This is crazy. I don't think I've ever made anything more freakier than this.
Gabriel, come here. Why don't you check out this thing I'm making right now? I'm going to mess with the people down there. Look, it's like a snake, right? It's built like a snake.
People hate snakes.
Right. Everyone hates that snake. All right. We already got that snake that messed up with Adam and Eve, right? So now I'm going to add 1,000 legs to it. All right. And this thing, when it moves, terrifying. All right. Terrifying.
Dude. Oh, man. I think they're completely hard. I mean, I guess they can bite you.
Yeah. They're not completely. Now they can bite. They bite you in the junk.
Yeah.
F that, bro.
Dude.
Well, sorry, centipedes. You just made the list of things I'm going to squish with my shoe.
Get out of here, you centipede.
All right. Maybe it was a cute centipede, you know? Then it wouldn't be so bad.
Dude, there's no such thing as a cute centipede.
Yeah, cute centipede, little lipstick on. All right, we'll see where it goes.
I'll let it bite me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but yeah, there you go.
Keep going.
There you go. I mean, that thing doesn't really have, like, a throat, right? You know, I was like, oh, my God, ruined it. I ruined it. We could have ended. We could have ended it at a certain point. All right.
Centipedes don't have throats, Brock. We can move on.
That's right. All the way. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. God, I'm sorry. Brock.